Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. And if there is one thing I absolutely know after having lived all these 60 years now is this: God wastes nothing, not our sorrows, not our wounds, not even our failures. And that's good news, y'all. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Balm of Gilead. This is from my live worship recording called I Will Trust You. This particular song came to me on October 5th and October 7th of 1988, long time ago now. It was inspired by the writings of the prophet Jeremiah during a time of need in my own life. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 18 through 22, and you'll get a taste of what Jeremiah was like. He says this: "My sorrow is beyond healing. My heart is faint within me. Behold, listen, the cry of the daughter of my people from a distant land. Is the Lord not in Zion? Is her king not within her? Why have they provoked me with their graven images, with foreign idols? Harvest is past, summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the brokenness of the daughter of my people, I am broken. I mourn, dismay has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then has not the health of the daughter of my people been restored?" Those are heavy words. But Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet because of the personal persecution he faced, and also due to the nature of God's call upon his life, mainly to call the children of Israel to repentance over their worship of false gods, idol worship. He foreshadowed the coming of the Messiah and our need for him dozens of times in his writings. Now, the name Gilead is the name of a mountainous region of Israel and is mentioned several times in the Old Testament. The word Gilead literally means this. It means a heap or a pile of testimony. And this directly refers to the many times God had rescued and restored the people of Israel from the beginning of time. The very nation was meant to be a living, breathing testimony of God's power and love for his people. But the people had turned away from God by worshiping Baal and Moloch in particular. When Jeremiah asked if there was no balm in Gilead, he was basically asking if there was no healing salve for the condition of the broken heart of the nation, a heart broken by the worship of other gods, a heart sickened by sin and idolatry and self-reliance. During times of hurt or difficulty, we often allow our wounds to cause us to forget the goodness of the Lord, just as the children of Israel had done in the day of Jeremiah. And we then turn to relying upon ourselves to meet the needs of our lives rather than meeting them in the ways God intended. I believe God intended that we use these times of difficulty as springboards into the joy of remembering all the goodness, all the testimonies of his power and place in our lives. He has showered upon us in the past, and we just forget. When we apply the balm of these truths to the wounds of our present situations, much healing can be accomplished. Jesus truly is the balm of Gilead, and he is good for any ailment. Are there any past testimonies of God's work in your life you could apply to your present hurts? Is there a balm in your Gilead? Yes, there is, and his name is Jesus.
Like a gentle stream, you're flowing through my heart that I might hear. Ever calling homeward, ever drawing near to my heart. makes me glad. Here in my heart, there is a fountain. You are the never-ending balm of sweeter still than honey, more desirable than gold. And I would trade the wealth of earth for all that your heart holds. For my heart, balm of Gilead, you are life unto the dying, you are hope unto the lost, a pearl, the greatest treasure, whose love is worth all cost. To my heart, balm of Gilead, here in my Yes, you are the never-ending balm of Gilead.
Father, thank you that there is a balm in Gilead, that there is a great physician that we can take our wounds, our hurts, our failures to. Any time, any moment, in any circumstance. Help us to apply the balm of Gilead to our own souls and minds and hearts today in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 19, verses 9 and 10 says this, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb." I urge you to not be focused on the wounds or failures of your life today, but to focus on the reality of God's presence and love in your life in spite of the wounds and in spite of the failures. If we can just remember to simply glance at the wounds and failures, but fix our gaze, fix our eyes upon Jesus as the healing balm of our lives, God can take even those wounds and those failures and use them for our good and for His glory. Let us liberally apply the balm of Gilead to our souls as often as necessary each and every day, in each and every situation life brings our way. And let us remember the meaning of the name Gilead, a heap or a pile of testimony. As you count your blessings rather than lamenting in your woundedness, God will use each remembrance as a healing salve upon your heart and upon your mind. I encourage you to apply a liberal, vast amount of the balm of Gilead to your life right now. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artist and my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, since my health has been brought to the forefront of my life, damage to my vocal cord and Parkinson's disease, I've had to get creative in the way I get my message out there. Through a wonderful technology, I can do just that, but I really do need your help. The new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Would you mind checking it out and consider becoming a patron? Just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. And to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song Balm of Gilead from the live recording I Will Trust You, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And if you remember nothing else today, remember this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who He says you are.